What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome back to the Petering Out Podcast, in case you forgot.
One more game.
This isn't that whack-ass pistol, the real press start. So this wasn't CES, but Sony has finally unveiled the Honda Sony car. Mm-hmm. And you can remote drive it with a PS5 controller.
No, you can't.
That's what he's doing right here.
It's only for show.
You know what?
He can't do it. It's not gonna be street legal
to try. No, but see, I wouldn't doubt that they would give you the option for like short, like just like the Tesla when they do the Smart Summon. Mm-hmm. So you can call your car to drive to you up to 2 miles.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they said that this was only for
demonstration purposes.
Demonstration purposes, yeah, It's not an actual feature.
God damn it.
Why would you want to control it with your fucking PlayStation controller?
Like I said, because like, okay, instead of like, all right, I don't want to have to walk all over my fucking car. Let me pull out the controller real quick and drive it over to
me. Yeah, but you're not going to know where it is. You're just going to blind drive it to where you are.
You know what? I hadn't considered that part of it.
If you're within any range to control it with your controller, just walk to your fucking car.
But why would I can make it drive to me? That's my whole thing. I think it looks pretty dope, though, too.
Yeah, it does.
Like, the styling-wise.
It looks like an Accord, though.
Kind of, yeah. I can see it. Like, if they just kind of smoothed out the Accord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, damn it, Gabriel. Fucking ruined my hopes and dreams about driving my car with a goddamn controller.
I'm just saying, it's silly.
It is. It's one of those things where it's like
why?
Yeah. Like why? I don't need to be able to drive my car with a PlayStation controller. But
I want to.
Exactly.
Like you could be in the car controller with a controller.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that! Like, I'd be eating everything.
It'd be like Gran Turismo.
I will tell you, like Gran Turismo, I did this more than once. Is anytime I gotta make it one of those sharp turns, I just go against the guardrail and just grind against it the whole turn. Just doing that in real life, just
this is strategy. Work smarter, not harder.
So what happened to the side of your car? It was a sharp turn.
Speaking of which, have you seen I guess I'm assuming you haven't, but the Gran Turismo movie?
I have not.
It's good.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
It's basically just a sports movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like they have a competition mm-hmm. for Gran Turismo players to basically, it's a competition for the Gran Turismo players to compete.
In a thing, yeah.
To then become be in a real race.
Yeah. I feel like
an actual series,
like
a circuit, yeah, or series, yeah. Or whatever, yeah.
I feel like I remember something like that.
It's based on a true story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's based on a true story, but I think they changed up the story, like because like, I feel like the guy didn't actually do as well as they make him that he did in the movie. Mm. Or something like that. Like he did decent enough where they're like, oh, okay. Well, I mean,
in the movie, he doesn't do like amazing, but it's that he was able to keep up with like
actual guys
who've been doing it since they were fucking who knows how long.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in the end he comes in first, like the last race he comes in first.
Okay.
But I don't think it's like a big deal.
But yeah, he didn't actually win the tournament or anything. Or yeah. He didn't actually win the circuit. Which makes it even worse because I bet you like he comes in first in that one race and they're all celebrating. Yeah, I came in first. And then, like, the other guys with the actual trophy just in the background. It's like, yeah. It's like, it's like, it's a little comic meme where it's the guy, he won third place. Mm-hmm. He's pouring the champagne over himself. He kisses the girl, just biting the middle, and they zoom out, and he's the third place guy.
Yeah.
It's that. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Like, the guy gets a little emotional too because he gets in an accident.
Oh, okay.
And he kills like a spectator.
Oh shit!
He's kidding, and so like he's dealing with that also.
Okay.
And he has like a lot of trauma with that.
Huh.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. You know what? You've sold me on it. I'll probably check it out. It's on Netflix, right? No. On
Netflix. Yeah.
Okay. I might check it out then. The Nintendo Switch 2 release date may have accidentally been revealed. So, supposedly it's coming of September this year, right?
I guess, yeah, that's a rumor. That's a rumor. I don't know how legit that, that leak is.
Oh, I think, was that what Michael said? Was it, he sent a link of something? Oh my God, I can't remember what it is now. There was like a leak, and it was like, fairly like it was leaked by somebody that like leaked something else recently, and it was like they were right about that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I can't remember what. Let me see. Maybe I sent it to another group. Are you gonna be getting the new Switch?
Yeah, probably.
Is it? I wonder if it's gonna be.
It depends. I think we talked about it last week, but I need it. It's my bare minimum is I need it to be 60 FPS.
Yeah.
It could literally be 720p. I don't give a fuck. I just need it to be 60 FPS.
Yeah. Yeah.
60 FPS.
I agree. I feel like it has to have, like, yeah. I don't know how significantly different it's going to be, though.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. I don't think I did send it. I can't remember what it was now. Fick.
It has to do that, and then it has to have, like, severely improved load times.
Yes, I agree.
It doesn't have to... it's never... I don't think it'll ever be as good as, like, PS5
and Xbox. Yeah, no. But it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, it just needs to be better.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be better graphically, or do you think it'll be...
If it is, it'll... Maybe, but that's not my concern.
I feel like we talked about this last week, where like with Nintendo, like you're not necessarily going to Nintendo for the best graphics, but you're going there for a certain level of gameplay and a certain level of performance.
Yeah, and you're mostly going for style, if anything.
Yeah, like, true.
It's very stylistic what comes out of Nintendo, and it's always amazing.
Yeah, that's very true.
Just look at Zelda. It, like, if you sit and compare it graphically to any other game on PlayStation or Xbox, it won't look as good. But like just the art in itself and like the consistency of all the art, it just looks really good.
Yeah, yeah. Like Zelda's a perfect example of that. Yeah. All right. So I have this story about Amaranth, and I was gonna bring this up. So she started. Okay, she was just a streamer.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2020, she started making adult content, right?
Right.
So she's been doing adult content from January of 2020 to now January of 2024. So she's been doing it 4 years.
Right.
How much money do you think she's made in that 4 years?
I know the answer. Do you?
Oh, do you already know the answer?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, what do you what's the answer?
It's $57
million. $54
million. Oh.
You're close. $54 million in 4 fucking years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Making fucking mid
porn content. Yeah, mid porn content. Dude, like, she doesn't even suck dick. She sucks a fake dick.
Yeah.
She sucks a
fake dick. Dude, like, okay, so I've seen some of her content. I've never paid for any of her content. Seen some of her content.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, and she'll like start off like there's a dude
in it's the like room. An actual guy, and it's just a guy with like a fucking dildo, going through his
pants. It's like what the fuck? Yeah, like why are you sucking a fake dick? Like, because the dude's in the room for the fucking...
It's just extra steps. You're doing porn with extra steps right now.
It's just like... Unless dude is not hung at all.
Yeah, maybe he's got a fucking...
He's got a fucking tanny wanger. Yeah. And, I mean... Dude, okay, so... Oh, my God. I forget who showed her to me now. Like, the chick lives in Mexico. She's like, I guess she's a stripper in Mexico. Uh-huh. But, like, she, like... the club that she works in has, like, glory holes and, like, you could pay for sex. And he was like, this chick, like, she's really good looking. And, like, she's doing this video. And the dude she's doing, first of all, the dude can't stay hard the entire video. Like, yeah. He's fucking gummy worming it the whole time. Uh-huh. And he's fucking tiny. Okay. And it's just like, what the fuck is this? Like, and she's acting like he's fucking blowing her guts out and shit. Uh-huh. But, like, he's not even hard.
He's actually just fucking her with his thumb.
Basically. Yeah.
He's like trying to stint his dick with his thumb. Yeah. But he's just fucking her with his thumb.
And like, he was showing me this video. I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck is this? And it was like, but I feel like, okay, maybe the guy that Amaranth is with now has fucking this kind of issue, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he's got ED. He just can't get it up.
Dude, could you imagine being with the chick as fucking hot as Amaranth and not being able to get hard? Yeah. It's like remember the Twilight?
Well, not just that, but then she also wants you to do content with her. Yeah. But you can't.
You just
can't. So you have to just use a dildo on camera and everyone just assumes your dick doesn't work like we're doing right now.
Oh my God.
Or is just humiliatingly tiny? That you wouldn't want it on camera.
Nobody wants, yeah, you just don't.
That somehow having this situation is more honorable to you than
actually fucking showing your dick. Oh my God. That would be, oh my God. It's like that, like, okay, have you ever seen, it's one of those classic episodes of The Twilight Zone that has been remade more than one time, where it's this guy, I feel like he's like a mobster or something, and he dies. And like this guy's like, oh, well, you know, you're dead. And like, now this is where you're going to be. And the guy goes, okay, well, the guy asks, am I in heaven or am I hell? He goes, you're here. This is where you're at. You're in the afterlife. And like, at first, like, the guy's playing poker and he's fucking winning every hand. Like, he's getting like every fucking card is an ace. Mm-hmm. And then like, he goes to the slot machines and he's fucking like just constantly winning. And then he goes and he's like, to the point where like nothing he like at first it's like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing, I'm just winning every time, I can't lose. Mm-hmm. Then it gets to the point where it's like, well, I can't lose, so there's no point of me doing any of this, because like,
yeah, there's no thrill,
there's no thrill of it anymore. To the point where he goes to a pool table and he just throws the cue ball at it and then all the balls just like go into the corners. They go into all the pockets. And then like the guy is like, I thought you told me this was heaven. And then like flames start shooting up behind him, and he was like, I never told you this was heaven. Mm-hmm. Like that's how the episode ends or some shit like that. I feel like that's like this dude. Yeah.
Taking all the joy away from you.
It's like, oh my God, I have this fucking super hot redhead that everybody wants to bang. And but I either have a tiny dick
or I've got a massive dick. But it doesn't, and it just doesn't get hard.
Wait. What if his dick just looks like a dildo? There's no detail.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's a dildo because he never takes his pants off. It's always,
yeah, it's sticking through the fly.
It's always sticking through the fly. So maybe he just doesn't have balls? I don't know. There's something wrong with him. He's either maimed. No, there's a third option. He might be maimed.
He's got a nasty scar across his fucking pelvis. What it is he accidentally, on a drunken bet, he got his driver's license and social security card
tattooed
right above his dick.
Yeah, so you can't show it.
He can't show it. Dox himself.
It's also got his address. His whole driver's license.
Credit card number.
Hell of a tattoo artist, gotta say. It's so detailed.
Oh shit! I mean, there's gotta be a reason. Like,
maybe it's just like her gay best friend.
Imagine, like, he's not even into chicks, and he's just banging her, just like with the dildo.
The dildo,
he's the whole time he's like, He's heaving. It's like, getting mad. You gotta stop gagging us.
I'm the one who's supposed to be gagging.
This is why we can't use audio, because you keep gagging the entire time.
Oh my god.
But even her, like her performances are so just like
most of those OnlyFans girls.
I feel, yeah, it's true. But I feel like, again, like I keep going back to different interviews she's said about how, like, I'm not a fucking sexual person, mm-hmm. but this is what my fans
want. I believe that. I believe she's not a sexual person. 100%. And she just does it because it gets her a lot of money.
It gets her
and a you can, lot and of you can tell, money. By the way, she fucking does her content.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking bland.
It's so fucking, yeah. Like, have you seen her solo stuff?
No.
Her solo.
Oh, I haven't delved that deep, but I have seen the dildo stuff.
The dildo stuff? No, but the solo stuff is even more just kind of just like. It's like she's just dead eyed looking at the camera. Just like there's no, like. Uh-huh. No emotion in the face. Like, no. Again, I think we talked about this, but it's like she's doing it so mechanically. Whereas it's like, I'm just doing this because you're like, it's like if someone put a gun to you and said, pull your dick out and start jerking off right now.
Yeah.
Like, you better come right fucking now.
Like, and I pull out a dildo.
Oh, shit.
Like, yeah, he's just looking at it. It's like, why do you have a dildo coming in? It's just like, cock. It's just what my cock looks like.
Take your pants off.
It's like, no, you see, I got a tattoo. It's got all my social my information.
Oh, shit. I don't feel comfortable sharing that private information with people. The last time I did that, my identity got stolen.
Yeah.
It took years to build it back. Oh shit. But yeah, that's what her content's like. It's like someone's forcing her to do it and she's just kind of like dead eyed, just, all right, I'm doing it.
That's what she claimed. She claimed her boyfriend was fucking making her.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he was fucking supposedly.
But then she just kept doing it.
Well, I mean.
So who knows if it was either bullshit or it was just so lucrative that you can't really give it up or what? But like.
I think he was forcing it. Mm-hmm. But like you said, like it was $54 fucking million dollars. Like, how do you not, like, there's no way she was making that much streaming.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way. And this is not, and this is, that's the thing. Okay. Cause you know, she has merch, she has other shit. This is only fans. So in January this year alone, she made $127,000 in January. That's fucking insane. December, and that's not even because obviously we're not like, and that was the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. December,
yeah, we're not even fully
January. Yeah, 861,000. November, 812,000. October, fucking 933,000. That's fucking nuts. Like, how do you stop doing that?
Yeah,
like you're making that much money a month by putting out fucking literally like no effort fucking,
yeah, porn. No effort stuff, yeah.
And you figure, like. Hey, so you figure maybe she out of a week of her life, she films content, mm-hmm. and then, because I don't think she interacts with fans, does she?
Yeah, she does. I mean, she streams.
Okay. Like,
probably every day or maybe every other day.
Yeah, but for what, an hour or two, maybe four?
No, it's like 8 hours.
Stupid. Oh, she's a full. Okay,
yeah, she's a full time thing.
Ah, okay.
She's no, you gotta respect the worth of Ithaca on her.
Okay.
But still, what the
I mean,
the porn, but, it is just, as a porn enthusiast, it is bad porn.
It is bad porn, yes. As a connoisseur of adult entertainment.
Yeah. Like, as much as, I think I've seen a few of her videos and I've never, like, finished to it. I've always had to go to something else.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It sucks.
And, okay, to be fair, when the times I've seen her videos, it wasn't, like, I wasn't, like, I was watching them just out of curiosity. I wasn't, like, I wasn't watching them to go to that point. Uh-huh. And I figured, okay, well, if I go to that point, then all right. But watching the video, it's just like, eh. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like, just watched it to watch it. It's like watching a fight, like literally just watching a stream.
Right.
Like, it was there. It was that unerotic.
It felt educational. It was a workshop on how to scam all your OnlyFans people. And how to make your apparent boyfriend look like
a monster,
as little of a man as you possibly could.
This is my dick, guys. I swear
it's my dick.
It's real.
It looks like silicone, and it's floppy when it's hard, but it's mine.
I was in a freak smelting accident. Okay.
It just constantly looks like rubber. I trust me, it's real.
It's a chemical burn to make the skin look funny.
I don't know why there's no pee hole.
Oh, shit. It was a freak Honda Willy accident. It just got fucking permanently sealed in the clog.
Healed toast.
Oh,
he's got a fucking, what's it called? A colostomy bag. That's why he can't take his pen. It's hiding the colostomy bag.
I think we've solved this mystery. I think we've solved it. That's what it is. Hiding the lip. That's it.
That's why he has no pee hole.
Oh, shit. That's the name of the episode. He has no pee hole. Oh, God. Oh, shit. That was good. That was... That got me. Oh, fuck. Okay, I don't know if I talked about this on the air, but I don't think I did, because I think I only told you guys on Christmas. So I got a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
The weekend before Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. And then I went, like, so after you get that surgery, you're supposed to just hang out.
Yeah.
And not do anything.
Yeah.
And I went to TJ. And I did a lot of walking. Jesus. And so, dude, like... So this is the thing that scared me, though, because I obviously, you know, you go on Google and you look at shit like, okay, like this is like normal healing. This is, and I had a lot of the normal healing stuff, but then all of a sudden only the left one swelled up to the size of a tangerine. No, it was fucking massive, like to the point where it was like I couldn't sit down without sitting on it. It was so fucking, and then it turned purple and shit. And I was like, what the fuck? And so I called my doctor who did the thing, and he's like, yeah, you should probably come in. And I was like, okay. And he goes, but we don't have any openings right now. I'm like, what?
He goes, okay, we'll call you. Should come in, but you can't come in until like 2 months from now.
Yeah. So he was like, we'll call you back when we have openings. I was like, okay, fine. And he hasn't called me back, right? Mm-hmm. Thankfully, shit's kind of, but I'm still not 100% yet, right? Mm-hmm. So I have this big, like, it's not my ball. Like, the ball itself is still swollen, but there's like, it feels like the tube, but it's not, because that's the part they cut. Uh-huh. But like, it's just like this whole fucking, it feels like, I don't know, like it's like a pulled muscle or something all swollen on the right, on the left side. Mm. And it's this weirdest thing. So like, and I bring that up just because I was like, maybe.
This guy had a freak.
He had a freak vasectomy. A freak
vasectomy accident. Where one or both,
yep,
of his balls are so massive they dwarf his dick.
Yep. No, and that was one of the issues I was coming across. Is like when I was taking a shit. Okay, so I think we've talked about this on the show. I'm sure we have, because mm-hmm. we talk about pooping all the time. So every poo poo time is pee pee time, but not every pee pee time is poo poo time, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm sitting down and take a shit. And my balls are so swollen that I'm like, I felt so emasculated in that moment because I'm pissing on my balls. Because they're so fucking swollen. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, what the fuck? Because, you know, that's a joke, you know? I was like, yeah. My balls were so swollen, I was pissing on my balls. Yeah,
that's funny.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like maybe this guy. That's what it is. His balls are that big that it makes his dick look tiny. And so he uses the rubber dick to compensate. I figured it
to feel normal.
To feel normal.
What if it's just a trans guy?
You know, I was thinking that as well. Because they don't ever show his face, right? It's just like the chest down.
Yeah, it's just chest down. What if it's just a trans guy?
It's just her best friend.
It's just a glitch cock.
It's a glitch cock. It's an STP to device.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt that either. I would not put anything past Amaranth at this point. Like, that's the thing is, like, because she's been called out for the shady shit, but she's, like, I feel like she's uncancelable.
Well, I think most of the time she gets called out on stuff, it's unwarranted.
I mean, yeah.
I can't think of a time that she's been, like, completely in the wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree.
You could just kind of criticize, like, the whole thing with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
About, like, crying about how, like, you can't do anything yourself because he's controlling your life, but then this guy's out of your life now, and you're still doing seemingly the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Yeah, true. Dude, I recently came across... So, when I was watching the Amaranth stuff, I forget what made me pull it up. It was something that... I think it probably was around the time that with the boyfriend that I pulled it up. Because I remember, like, I think she referenced the video, and I'm like, you could see the fear in my face in this video. I was like, I need to see this video. Like
I need to see the fear on her face. That's so hot.
No, because I just pictured, like what I pictured is legs up, fucking dildo going, and just... like, just terrifying. Just like, no! And so it was like, you know, it's like it was one of those bunker sites.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a singer that I follow. And like, she does kind of risque stuff in the singing, like in her Instagram stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, she seems very innocent and cute. And then like, she recently opened an OnlyFans, right? And most of the girls, like when they, it seemed like she was reluctantly opening one. Mm-hmm. And most of the girls, okay, it's like, what's her name? Ruby.
Rose?
No. No, fuck, what's her name? She's got the giant tits from the Italian chick. Redhead.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
It's like something Ruby. Pure Ruby something? Uh-huh, yeah. Something like that. She has an OnlyFans, right? Mm-hmm. She doesn't show any nudity. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those ones where like it's like okay with like by the end of the month, boys, but like you know like there's always that like
yeah and there's
like,
never this never
or what's your nuts fucking
Gentle and meow.
Yeah yeah like same one where it's like they kind of push the envelope, but like as they start to get desperate, they start to do more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this chick, it was like the first couple like I think like the first two videos she posted were kind of like, all right, hey guys, I'm not sure what I'm gonna be doing to this, and then like the next video is just blah, blah. Like, what the fuck.
Bro, no.
that escalated quickly. But it was just like, because like she seemed like, if I was like, if anyone's gonna do that whole reluctant like, hey guys, like I might show stuff but I'm not sure, like it was gonna be her. Then it was like literally the first video was like, I'm not sure what I'm gonna be doing here but here's my tits kind of thing. Yeah. And then like the next couple of videos is just her just getting blown the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, holy shit, that escalated quickly. Oh god. All right, but I think, oh, there was another one on that same ex-bunker site, and this one was weird to me because like, so her, because that one site that I was looking at, they were showing like, it was their Instagram posts and then like their OnlyFans or whatever streaming site they're using, right? Mm-hmm. And all her fucking Instagram posts or like her character, like her page, like she's this autistic kind of like, I don't go outside because I'm scared of people and I'm going to try going outside and being around people. And it's very like, this very like, almost like she's mentally challenged and like, uh-huh, like autistic. And then like, but then all her OnlyFans stuff is just her and her boyfriend just fucking.
Yeah, because she says just indoors. She just goes indoors and fucks all day. It's weird. That's her thing, and now she's letting you see.
It's just weird. It's just like a weird dynamic between like, this is the character you're building, and this is the. Like, cause like, who is that for? Like, I mean, I guess it's for other autistic people. Like, autistic dudes just want, like, I want a chick that is afraid to go outside like I am. Because, like the video, like, if you watch her Instagram stuff, like, you wouldn't assume she had an OnlyFans because it seems very, like almost like, hey, this is just what it's like being me. This is, like, these are all the fucking crazy mental issues I deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And it's very much, like, because she talks like, oh, hey, guys, I'm going to be going outside today because I haven't left the house in 5 days, and I'm really needing to try to go outside. And then she goes outside and it's like, I'm out in the sun. I'm okay, I think. And it's very, like, seriously, like, either this bitch deserves a goddamn Oscar or she is legit. She's got mental issues.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the flip side of that, it's just her getting railed. This is, like, it's so fucking weird. It's so weird. This shit, like, okay, like, what's the dog chick?
Dog chick?
Like, does she pretend to be a dog?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one chick who got fucked by her dog.
Oh, there's a ton. You can find a ton of that shit. That's been on the internet.
No, but there's one that, like, really popped, like, last year.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't see that one.
It was going viral.
Yeah. I don't normally watch stuff like that unless it, like, randomly comes, like, I must have missed that one, but, but, you know, what was her name? Jenna, the puppy chick or some shit like that. And, like, she was super hot. And, like, she was doing regular shit. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, guys, I'm a dog. And she just became a fucking dog. Like, she just walked, like,
I'm a dog.
I'm a dog now, guys. So I'm just going to be fucking, like, and all her, none of her, I don't know. I think she does, like, cause she was doing, like, full hardcore scenes. And now she just does dog shit where she's just fucking a dog. And, like, but she's naked and she's a dog. It's like, all right. I mean, I guess that's what people are into. I guess one of the things with OnlyFans is you can kind of cater to your audience. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a clown chick I seen.
Yeah, but how do you know that's what
your audience is? Yeah, seriously. Like,
are you just, like, getting a bunch of DMs like, be a dog. be a dog. It'd be so hot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of. Or maybe you just kind of like, it's like any other business. Like, let's see, this is what everyone's like. Everyone's doing this. Everyone's doing fucking solo videos. Everyone's doing hardcore this.
No one's doing dog shit.
Yeah, no one's doing dog shit. Let me be a dog. And then maybe it was fucking lucrative, so she kept fucking being a dog. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one, I think her name was like Stitches the Clown or whatever, and she was just a clown with big tits. Like, that was it. That was her whole stick. She was just a clown. What was the other ones? There was some other fucking weird ones I found on that streaming site. And it's like, these are fucking, like, why? Like, why are you guys doing this?
They're getting money.
They're getting money for it, yeah.
And it's better than whatever bullshit job.
Seriously, right? You know what? I'm not going to lie. If I could fucking just record myself.
I mean, if it's that or minimum wage job, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
But the issue is, then you've now probably, like, taking any, like, higher paying job out of the way.
Yeah.
So now, in order for you to make, like, God level money doing OnlyFans, you gotta go fucking hard in the paint, right?
I mean,
you can't stay at the bottom.
You kind of gotta be either, because, like, to go back to Amaranth, she's ridiculously hot.
Yeah. But people already knew about her before she already.
Yeah,
that's she was true. Already big as a streamer. She was relatively big as a streamer.
She was, yeah.
And then now she's doing OnlyFans stuff. Like, people have been wanting to see her naked.
Yeah.
And now they can see her naked.
That's true. Yeah. Like, you can't see that, but that's the thing. You can't just come out the boat, come out off the fucking bench and be like naked. Yeah. You have to build up an audience and get them to a point where, like, please let us see you naked.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, here's some, like one of the chicks that we fucking, we used to know from when we were in the con scene. She hasn't been doing, like, she does very close, but she doesn't show anything. Mm-hmm. Like it's very, like, it's like she'll wear like what, the fucking string.
The Sub-Zero chick?
No. I don't remember what happened. No, she was a stripper.
Oh.
So, like, she was already...
She was already about that life.
Yeah, she was already about that life. Ashlyn Day, the redhead. Mm. I don't know if you remember her or not.
Maybe.
She had the bright orange hair. She did a...
She did Poison Ivy?
Yes, she did do Poison Ivy. She was with Wolverine.
Okay.
With the rapist Wolverine. What was his name?
I don't know.
I don't remember his name. But yeah, she was with that dude. But yeah, now she does. She's making fucking bank off that shit too.
Yeah.
See, I mean, if I could make $57 million for just making half-ass beaten off videos, best believe I can make half-ass beaten off.
Yeah, well, you heard it here. If you guys want to see us beat off, we will do so separately.
Separately. Yes. Yes. Just different. Each one of us has our own channel.
Yeah.
Oh shit! But it, well, you know what? But if you pay for the all three of, like, you get.
If you want to see short and chubby jerk off, you go to Michael. If you want to see regular chubby, you go to Peter. If you want to see big and chubby, you see G Roll.
It's $20 a month individually, but if you get the total package, we'll only charge you $60. And on that note, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/realpressstart, on Twitter's at realpressstart, on Instagram at therealpressstart, and on TikTok at therealpressstart. Like us, rate us. Oh, and coming soon to OnlyFans. Don't forget to like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. And on that note, game over. No more questions. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. Welcome to the Peter and I podcast. Oh, yeah, it's time to put those Peters out and put those headphones in, because we're here with your host, Pistol Pete Jr.,
AKA, and with the AKA guy. Come on, man, you're supposed to be
AKA. I don't remember who has AKAs anymore. AKA. 2 weeks in a row. Starting the year off right.
Yeah, sure.
2 weeks in a row. This time we're in person. Let me scroll back a little bit. We got some stories. And
did CES happen this week or the week before? And we just didn't talk about it.
I think it happened the weekend before, but I think nothing had been, like, you know, it was still kind of like we didn't see any of the stories yet.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we missed out on a lot of it. Actually, let me pull up some of the CES. Biggest CES announcements. I don't want a video. Let me see what we got here. Man, it's all videos. I don't want a video. I want an article that actually tells me some shit. Did you see the... that wasn't CES, but...
Give me an AKA. Yeah, we're started. Give me an AKA.
AKA Slopopotamus.
Slopopotamus.
Hola.
Bye-bye.
I think one of the biggest things I've seen is the clear displays. Did you see those?
Yeah, they're like basically windows that just are TVs.
They are TVs, yeah. And I feel like, so I saw an early model. I think this was last year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It was an LG screen that this dude ended up paying like $7,000 for because he got it like from LG's Korean, right?
I don't know.
I think it's a Korean brand. I think he got it from, well, either from Korea or Japan. I think it was Korea. And but it wasn't as clear as the screens that they're showing at CES.
Mm.
The ones at CES, they were like basically windows
mm-hmm.
with the display. This one had a bit of a tint to it.
Okay.
It wasn't like dark tint, but it was like a... like a light, like a very light tint. Like you could still see through it very clearly. There was just like a brown layer to it. But then once you started watching the video, like you kind of forgot the screen was see-through.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. I was like, holy shit, that's pretty nuts.
So on somebody on the other side of the screen, could they just see through it like it's a normal window?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they would just see, obviously, the reverse image.
Oh, so they still see the image.
Okay. Yeah, they can still see the image.
It's not like it's just a clear window on
the side. No, because the way it works is it's...
So I can't be watching porn.
No, because the
people, and you could only watch me jack it off and not see what I'll jack it off to.
That's exactly what, yeah. No, it's they're going to see exactly what you're watching.
Damn it. That's all I care about. I don't care about you seeing my dong. I don't want to deal with the shame of what I'm jerking it to.
The degenerate shit I'm watching. Oh man, I keep seeing. Recently, it's every holiday season. Like you start hearing on Reddit, you know, like the today I fucked up.
Uh-huh.
And it's always around holiday seasons. Like, oh, family's visiting. I had my fucking phone playing music for the family. Went upstairs to beat my dick. Forgot it was on Bluetooth. It's like, how the fuck? Who does that?
First of all, why are you going up to beat your dick while you have company? Like, just have some fucking self-control.
Yeah, right. Seriously.
And wait until people are gone.
At least wait till the evening. But you know what? That's the other thing too. Is like a lot of people talk about hot cousins. I'm like,
that's gross.
No. Like, cause I mean, okay, like Mexicans, we have a lot of cousins,
mm-hmm.
and so it might be a cousin that's not a cousin.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, okay.
Even that still.
Even then, that's weird. Yeah. But.
But I guess that's the same thing as stepsister. Like, it's weird, but I guess it's a lane. I guess I could see how it would be hot.
I got a buddy of mine that made out with a cousin.
Uh-huh.
He made out with it. Like, it was one of those ones where, like, they didn't know they were cousins, and then, like, they were hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think, no, they didn't make. I think they actually hooked up. I'm going to hit him up. I should text him right now. Hey, did you bang your cousin or did you just make out with her? I'm pretty sure he banged her. And then like a couple months later, they went to a family reunion. Like they didn't go together to the family reunion,
uh-huh.
but they went to the family reunion and then they were both like, they were both there, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, wait, why are you here? And it turns out like, oh,
at least they didn't know when they did it.
Yeah, no, they didn't know they were cousins when they banged, but they found out they were cousins afterwards. Yeah,
I mean, like, that's there's nothing you could do about that.
Yeah, but that would be so fucking awkward.
Yeah, it would.
That'd be like, just, oh man.
Well, like, I'm just saying, like, the moral implication is like, it's a little bit of gray area
because you didn't know. Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. But yeah, it's still weird. Okay, we talked about this. All the Steamboat Mickey stuff. Jack Black, the biggest games. Oh, okay, we didn't talk about this last week, but I wanted to. This dude's trying to get a job with Rockstar.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically making GTA San Andreas remastered.
Yep.
And it's a remake, and it looks fucking incredible. Like,
yeah, it looks nuts.
Like, if they haven't hired this guy, somebody should, because this dude, and he built it himself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
How long has he been doing it though?
Let me see. It doesn't say.
He's been doing it since GTA San Andreas came out.
Yeah, since San Andreas came out, it took him. I wouldn't even hate on him for that because, like, especially if he's doing it himself.
Yeah, even then, like, yeah, it's still impressive. I'm just saying, he hasn't been hired yet.
Yeah, seriously.
He's been doing it since San Andreas.
Somebody needs to hire this guy because that's, I mean, incredible. The Emmys. I forgot about the Emmys.
Yeah. Nick Offerman got awarded for
outstanding guest actor.
The greatest. He's the GOAT, the gayest actor of all time.
Oh man, that was. And then on the heels of that, the Last of Us prequel show was about Bill and Frank was actually pitched to HBO.
Mm-hmm. I bet they're working on it.
I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd watch a whole show.
I would, just because fucking Bill was pretty awesome. Bill's character is awesome, man.
Yeah, but how gay would it get?
I don't think it would get that gay.
I would hope.
I think just that scene was gay because it was like it was the whole thing that one, he didn't seem like the gay type.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that was probably his first ever gay experience. It was like that awkwardness.
Yeah, okay.
On top of just like the
being gay,
just the sex scene and just the awkwardness of a sex scene.
Yeah.
And also being gay.
Okay. Yeah, I can see
that. It's just like triple layered.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was one of those scenes where you're like the whole time you're watching, you're like, oh god, like this is like not in a like oh god gross way, just an oh god like this is awkward.
Yeah, it felt like under like into the weeds of things.
Yeah, yeah, it will. Yeah, definitely. I mean.
Then again, have you seen Saltburn?
I have not.
Or heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
It's on Amazon Prime. That's like way weirder than anything. Really?
Okay.
I'm just gonna spoil it for you. There's like a scene where he's like spying on a guy like in a bathtub and he's jerking off.
Okay.
And then after he's done jerking off, he gets out of the bathtub and he leaves and the guy sneaks in there and he's like lapping up the bathtub water.
Oh, that's gross. That is gross. Like drinking off in the bathtub. Drinking off in the bathtub is weird. Because like it's just gonna float at the top.
Yeah, and then you're just sitting in your own tub.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah, you're not actually clean. You're definitely not. You somehow came out dirtier.
Turning your... Oh god. Oh man, you know what, I don't think I've ever jerked off in a bathtub.
No, I haven't.
Like
I can say I haven't.
Yeah. Try to picture it now, just like just
I haven't come even... to the...
I'm just coming up to the top of the water just floating like a lava lamp. Like the world's grossest lava lamp. Oh shit, that's the name of the episode.
The world's grossest lava lamp.
Oh man. Okay.
Oh man. That movie's really good though. It's like a kind of like a psychological thriller to it. Like there's just a big twist at the end where like you didn't really think that this is where this movie was gonna go.
So why was he like watching the guy jerk off in the bathtub?
It's just like in college he meets this like really rich guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's got like a fucking castle.
Okay.
And the castle is called Saltburn. So for the summer they're living in. Okay. They invite him to live in the castle.
Uh-huh.
And so he's basically made him like gotten good standing with everyone in the family.
Okay.
And then I guess the twist in the movie is that. He's basically killing all of them.
Oh shit!
He's basically killing all of them, or getting them to kill themselves.
Oh fuck!
In order to inherit the castle. Yeah, and he succeeds.
Nice.
But that's like a huge spoiler. That's like
okay, that's like,
the entire thing. But
so if you haven't seen Saltburn, pretend you didn't hear that part. Continue with Last of Us. Caitlin Dever has been cast as Abby.
She looks more like Ellie.
Yeah, she does. No, she definitely needs to get yoked.
Yeah, she needs to get yoked. But...
What has Caitlin Dever been in before this?
I don't know. Never heard of her.
Me neither.
She looks familiar, though.
She does.
I can't put my finger on it.
But... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, looks wise.
I think she was in the running to be Ellie for the show.
Okay.
And instead, they went with, what's her name? our current Ellie.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. God damn it. Shit.
But yeah, she does need to get some muscles.
Someone said now she's got to get ripped. This is great casting. Someone else said she should have been cast as Ellie. So, hope people understand that she's just an actor and not the character and not send her death threats. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Well, people, if they send death threats to fucking, what's her name? Lauren?
Yeah.
Lauren's, oh man, I'm blanking on her name. But if they send a death threats to the voice actor,
they're definitely gonna,
who doesn't even look like Abby.
Yeah.
Then they're definitely going to send death threats to her, unfortunately.
Yep.
Well, maybe not. Maybe the TV crowd is better than the video game crowd.
Yeah.
I would hope that the video game crowd is over it and is just wouldn't watch it because they're mad about it.
I hated this chick more than I hated Abby. Fucking Dina.
Oh, I mean...
I hated
Dina. I don't like Dina as a character. Yeah, I guess I don't like Dina as a character. But
yeah. But Isabella Merced has been cast as Dina for season 2. I don't know. She looks familiar to me, too, but I don't know what I've seen her in. Oh, she's in Madam Web as well. That's probably where I've seen her.
Mm.
Madam Web trailer. But I hated Dina. Like, Dina's the reason everything went to shit.
Is it, though?
I think so. Stupid pregnant bitch. Then you're pregnant, you break up with you. Did she know she was? Yeah, she knew she was pregnant, right?
I think so.
And then she just wants to fuck with Abby because she wants to make that dude jealous.
You mean Ellie?
Ellie, yes. And then...
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason why. She didn't want to fuck with Ellie just to make her jealous.
Yeah, I know, but that's what it seemed like. And then, like, she was just useless. Like...
Yeah.
She was just a weight. And, yeah. what was this one? I wanted to fucking talk about this article and I can't remember what it was now. Because I remember Miguel said whatever he said it was really good. Prince of Persia. Remember I was saying last week that
You're not into it.
I was like, I'm over Prince of Persia.
Right, now I got an 8. You're like, I gotta get this fucking game, man.
I don't know if I gotta get it, but like the Prince of Persia games, I mean they used to be good.
Yeah.
They used to be really good. And so, like, the fact that it got an 8 might be... It's a traditional 2D Metroidvania.
Yeah, that game does look good for a side-scroller like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I might have to give it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I want to save this for the second half. The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. So, I guess instead of, season 4? Right?
Is it season 4?
I think it is, because it was season 1, season 2, and then season 3 is when... Season 3 just ended, right? That's when Grogu comes back from hanging out with Luke. And then, season 4 would be a movie instead of...
It would be a movie instead of a show?
Instead of a series, yeah.
Huh.
Or it's going to be a series and then they're still going to do... Or it's going to be a movie and then they're still going to do season 4.
Hmm. Yeah, because Pedro Pascal's too busy. They can't have him for too long anymore.
Yeah.
He's got The Last of Us. He's got a little bit of The Last of Us to do.
Uh-huh.
And then he's got a ton of movies.
But really, like, they could do the movie without him, the show without him for the most part, because it's just him in the armor. They could have somebody else in the armor, like a stunt double.
Yeah, but Mandalorian still talks.
Yeah, but he could just do the voice lines.
Is he doing voice lines in the actual show, or is he talking through the helmet?
Well, I mean...
I'm just saying there might be a little bit of inauthenticity if it's just the VA when it's been him talking through all the thing this whole time.
That's a good question. I would assume he's doing voiceovers, or at least dubbing it a bit, because, like, if he's wearing the helmet, there's going to be some echo, there's going to be some kind of audio issues.
Hmm.
I can't stop yawning. What the fuck? But I mean, no. I mean, I'm all for a Mandalorian movie. I still haven't watched season 3.
I haven't watched season 3 either.
I heard it wasn't as good.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't as good either. But also some people said it was good.
I don't think I've watched any TV. Like, I started watching The Boys.
Yeah, you only got to like 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Or 4 episodes.
4 episodes, and then I haven't watched any of the new Invincible other than the Adam Eve episode. Mm.
It's only like 4 episodes.
I know. There was something else I've been meaning to watch too. Like, I have like a whole fucking shit. I have like a whole library I need to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta watch The Boys, you gotta watch Gen V.
I gotta watch it, yeah.
You could probably skip out on all the Marvel shit, to be honest.
Yeah, I want to watch Secret Wars, but at the same time, like, I don't see.
No, you could skip Secret Wars. It's not worthwhile.
Yeah.
Like, the first episode is the only one that's good to me.
I like the Loki a lot, though.
Loki was good. Did you watch season 2 at all? Okay, so you watched that.
I finished season 2 of Loki, which was weird because I watched it before I watched Ant-Man, which, uh-huh. I mean, they don't intertwine at all, but uh-huh. I'm just so curious to how they're going to do, like, are they going to just recast fucking Kang, or what are they going to do?
I mean, it's an easy recast.
It is an easy recast.
You could just be like, oh, this Kang is the real Kang.
Yeah.
This is the real big bad Kang here, and he's white.
He's white. He was white the whole time. That's how you know he's evil.
He's a white female. He's a ginger female.
Oh, shit. It was fucking Ravonna the whole time.
It's going to be Amber Heard.
Oh, shit. It's gonna be Amber Heard. The biggest villain in fucking MCU history.
Doesn't need any build-up. It's just if Amber Heard is there, then everyone's hating her. Best villain of all time.
Right. She just shits on people's
beds. Yeah, shits on people's beds. That's in different timelines.
I don't know. Like, I know that Avengers don't live in the Avengers Towers, but I'm just picturing this, like, this whole Goldilocks scene where it's like, somebody shit in my bed. And Iron Man comes out, somebody shit in my bed too. Someone has laid feces in my bed.
Yeah. And then Rocket's just laying in the bed. He's like, what? There's just beds all don't come like this?
What do you mean? You guys don't shit in your beds? Hulk just flings his out.
Yeah.
Shit in bed. Oh, God. Damn it. That tickled me. IGN doesn't like Suicide Squad either.
Mm-hmm.
They said the story was great, but it's short. And then once you're done with the story, it's kind of just this uninspired gameplay.
I don't think they've played the entire thing yet. I think it's just been, there was like a weekend. They let people come to some fucking place to play it. And I guess all the story beats that they saw were really good.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I will say from what I did see of the story, mm-hmm. you know, I thought the story was good, but like what I enjoyed was the interaction between the characters. That was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, gameplay wise, it was just like, eh.
It just looks too plain.
I feel like the traversal was kind of fun, but. Yeah, I mean it's lacking something. I wanted to like it. Like especially because I like Rocksteady. Mm-hmm. I love the Batman games, and I wanted to like this, especially fucking after Gotham Knigget's.
They didn't do it though.
No, I know they didn't do it, but I was like, because like you know, I feel like I would rather play Gotham Knigget's. Over the Suicide Squad.
Oh, I don't think. I doubt that.
I don't know.
I bet it's better than Gotham Knigget's.
Gotham wasn't bad.
Did you even beat it?
No, I didn't beat it, but it was more because, like, I feel like with that game, the completionist in me, like when it comes to games like that, mm-hmm. same reason I quit fucking Odyssey. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. This is like, there's so much.
Why'd you quit Final Fantasy VII?
I'm playing Final Fantasy VII right now. I quit. I only quit it because something else came out.
Came out 3 years ago,
Peter. Yes, I know. But no, I quit. No, so I quit it because I got frustrated with the part, and I was like, I'm going to come back to it later. And then something else came out, and then something else came out, and then something else came out.
Why'd you quit Death Stranding?
I had no internet at the time, and like it was just hard. let me see. What is this? Oh, Yu Yu Hakusho.
Have you watched it?
I have not watched it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to watch it. I'm actually going to watch it probably tomorrow. I'm not doing shit. It's one of my favorite fucking animes of all time, so I'm looking forward to this. The trailer looks fucking great.
It's been on Netflix for a bit now.
Yeah. I've heard that they cut out a lot of the story.
Mm.
Like a lot of it. Because like, they basically go through the entire series.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like 6 episodes.
Okay. That's like what they do with Cowboy Bebop, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they really just...
Like for like this character, like they're like... Basically, there's no like most of his story's cut out, so it's like he just kind of shows up. Like, but I feel like the like if you, especially like if you see it side by side, like I feel like they nailed it.
Yeah, it does look good for at least from these shots. Yeah.
I've heard the action is great, is what it is. Like the action's amazing. It's just the story, they cut it so much.
It's a shell. It's a shell of what it was.
Yeah, but I feel like it's like okay if you've never seen it, then okay maybe it's something good. But I like, as a matter of fact, me and Jen I had got her watching it with me. So I might.
With the cartoon?
The cartoon, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that they nailed his glasses. Like, his glasses are fucking perfect. Those fucking pointy ass fucking chains. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know what? As a matter of fact, I will watch it tomorrow. I will report back next week about it.
What's that about Amaranth?
I want to say that for the next one, because that's, I feel like we can get deep into that one. Echo, IGN gave it an 8. You said the first episode was really good.
First episode, yeah, but looking, I did say it was good, but looking back at it, it was a lot of just like recap from
Hawkeye?
Hawkeye, yeah. Okay.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it was a good amount of it. It was just like recap from Hawkeye.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to, though. And this, okay, so this kind of confuses me, but at the same time, I'm glad. So, Deborah Ann Woll and Eldon Henson are going to be back in Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
So they were gone, like Daredevil's moving on without them. And then apparently.
Yeah, I think it's become apparent that Marvel doesn't give a fuck about like, keeping the continuity. They're just like, all right, yeah, we're just going to jam you guys in.
Yeah.
Like with the, because now that the Netflix shows are canon, they're just like, yeah, good enough.
Yeah, it's yeah, all in. You're in. Which, but I like them both.
No, they're definitely good. Yeah.
So I'm glad they're back. I just always forget that he was a kid from, he's one of the Basham Brothers from,
yeah, Mighty from Ducks. Mighty Ducks, yeah.
That's but it's so weird because, like, in this show, he's not that. And like in real life,
he's more like the nerdy.
But like in the early to mid 90s, he was like one of the most badass teenagers kids, of all time. Now he's just like, yeah, nope, not at all.
I'm a fucking dork.
Yep. Because yeah, the fucking Basham brothers, they were just so like, oh shit, it's the Basham brothers.
Yeah, with like a sick name.
They're the fucking Basham brothers. Yeah, exactly, right? But, okay, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back after a word from our sponsor.